All right, it's another Monday night, and you are in the zone here on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Dave and Glass with you again on another Monday night, and we are, as always, taking your phone calls at 333-2665. Lots going on in the world of sports. The NBA playoffs chug along, and we are about halfway through the first round, as about half of the matchups have been settled already, going according to Hoyle for the most part, with very few surprises, and they'll finish out here in the next few days. We'll be on to the second round. Of course, the Pacers not involved, and with a ton of questions in their offseason. The NFL draft starts this week. The Colts only extra picks outside of their late round pick for their accomplishment during the season is going to be sixth and seventh round additional compensatory picks. Try to say that fast. One each in the sixth and seventh round, but drafting 29th overall in the first round on Thursday night. So not necessarily an exciting spot. We will see what the Colts can do and talk a little bit about that tonight and on Wednesday. But first, the news over the weekend that we all waited for, delayed until Sunday night or Sunday afternoon for good reasons here in Bloomington. But Yogi Ferrell announced that he will be returning to Indiana University. And with the addition of Thomas Bryant now, and there were pretty much everyone else that were top contributors to this team already coming back, now you've got the looks of a team that, while still having some youth in play, has got a lot of returning players and some veteran leadership, some of the best veteran leadership, at least statistically, through 3 years at Indiana University. And Glass, look, I'm not going to start projecting Big Ten and national championships. That would be really, really stupid. But at the very least, you've got a senior point guard on a team, especially one that can score, that isn't afraid to rebound, that is one of the best assist men in Indiana history at this point in time. That can lead you an awfully long way. We'll see how he leads these guys, I think is going to be a huge key out of it, but he's certainly shown he can be productive as heck. And you talk about making waves during the season and into a tournament, you want a senior leader to help you do that.
Well, the argument has been, Dave, for the last couple of years, look at us, look how young we are, look how we haven't played any tournament games, look how you haven't anymore. That's all going to change coming up next year, as obviously with Ferrell back for year number four. I saw the paper, one more year. Did he have a choice to have three more years? You only get one more if you're a senior.
Can we look for three more?
Well, if you want to sign
him, Graham play 6 years?
Extended contract on it. Well, that means you had to miss some time, and that's a little bit different. But the point is, when do you not want senior guard play? And I don't understand. That's never. And that's not what it's going to be. So Indiana, I guess, won the press conference the last 3 weeks or so. Now it's time to win some games on the court, because after 17 wins with Noah Vonleh as a top 10 pick in the country, you bring in Thomas Bryant, who's a top 25 pick. Let's not just all of a sudden erase some of that and say, well, these are the same. It is a little bit different, because you've had some guys go through – the first time around, some beat downs and 6-somethings and 10-somethings and 12-somethings before they broke out and got after it. Indiana's had a little taste of this as well. And moving forward, the things that Indiana needs to do to get better, all the people that were doing those things are back this year. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to improve, Dave.
Yeah.
And that's the key. And it's going to, there is nothing that says in any booklet, manual, NCAA rule book, that you are 1 year older means you get better. If they think that we're all back and we're going to work 80% as hard as we did last summer because, well, that's good enough because we got this and all of that, well, that's not going to do it. It's going to be interesting to see how they take this challenge. It's going to be interesting to see how they embrace the, I don't want to say spotlight, because I don't think we're to that point yet, but it's going to shine a little bit brighter than ninth in the preseason predictions. Mm-hmm. We know Indiana's going to be bigger than that. So, again, it's a team that's gone from, and the only person that's really seen this has been Yogi, that's gone from, hey, real good, Yogi's freshman year, right, to, geez, 17 and 15 to, what did they have last year? 20 wins?
Mm-hmm.
20 and 15, 20 and 16, whatever it was. And now here's this again. So the roller coaster ride continues. I think all IU fans are happy that the press conferences were won this week. I don't think if I'm an IU fan, why would I ever get excited when my kids are going pro? I never understood that.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that enough times to make you throw up. But everybody's back, so let's start getting into the gym. Let's start hoisting shots. Let's start running. Let's start going to class and doing all those great things that make good basketball teams. And reading the newspapers, reading the press releases, or having another press conference. Can we be done with that? Just go play basketball, because I think that's what the fans – now, there's not a lot of it this time of year. I get that, but that's over with. The only issue Indiana basketball has left that cannot go away until it goes away is they are oversigned by one player.
Mm-hmm.
And with finals coming up next week and the semester ending, that usually takes care of itself. But Tom Crean has said on multiple occasions recently, we're not done recruiting yet. I don't know what that means. You'd have to ask him and get an explanation from his side. But from a number standpoint, which I'll leave to you because you're the accountant in the group, Indiana has one grant for – they don't have
the give.
They're over.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that works itself out. So that's
clearly something's got to happen.
That's the next chapter in the book. And whether they're waiting to release that until after finals wouldn't surprise me, because you've come this far. But they have a press conference every day of the week last week, so I don't understand what's one more. It's up to them how they do it. But what you know, Dave, is either somebody on the current roster has to go, somebody on the current inbound train has to stop and go to prep school
somewhere else,
or take a red shirt or go somewhere else. Right. So there are multiple,
red shirt doesn't help you.
Multiple options to red shirt, meaning go to prep school and
yes.
You're still with Indiana. You just ain't with us right
now. Well, technically, no.
You're not.
Yes, yeah. I know what you're saying.
They promise whatever that is. So
can,
I'm not
sure.
You can
be here eventually.
I'm not sure how that works. Now, if Thon Maker and Michael What's-His-Face show up from junior college.
Mulder.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Well, again, as you pointed out,
it'd be great.
333-266-5 is our phone number.
Fantasy
basketball. A perfectly legitimate point. We still are oversigned by one. I don't know that one at this point in time is – at this point, we as fans, we look at this team for next year and we say, it seems like, as far as we know, all of the numbers
Woo-hoo!
That have gotten off the roster to make that one spot open up seem to have been saying they are coming to Indiana or they're coming back to Indiana. So who it might be may not bug us too much. That's just taking it from the 30,000 feet view. But you're exactly right. I mean, there's still one more to sort out. If they end up signing anybody else, it'd be more than one to sort out at this point. But what we know is Troy Williams, James Blackman, and Yogi Ferrell have all announced they are coming back. And Thomas Bryant has signed a letter of intent to be here. And so
along
right there,
with Juwan
Morgan and
OG.
We'll figure that out over the course of the summer.
We'll just call him OG.
OG, I like that better. That's easier at this point.
So there you go.
But again, so a lot of promise for this team. Where it ranks as far as...
A lot of promise on paper.
Yeah, exactly.
And the game is not...
Where it ranks as far as the Big Ten for next year is a lot of time for that. It certainly looks to be, at least the top half of the Big Ten team. But again, you're projecting. As far as the can or should people improve, I think they should. How much better becomes the question. We had the same question leading into this year. A pair of freshman guards were going to play a lot of minutes. Troy Williams, Hunter Perret are guys that hadn't shown a lot yet and needed to improve, and you saw varying levels of improvement there. Perea, maybe not so much. Williams, quite a bit, but it took a while.
Everybody
comes back. There's still a lot of work to be done.
When everybody comes back and gets better, they don't put three basketballs in the court, right?
Well, you don't get to play eight guys.
There's just two basketballs, right?
You still can only play five guys.
No, there's just one basketball. There's one basketball.
And only five guys.
There's one basketball. Just one. So the meritocracy, I'm not sure how that's determined. I'm not sure. You saw a little of this back in, 12?
Uh-huh.
Cody, Vic, Watford, Hulls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those four guys that scored double figures at a college level quite easily.
And Yogi as a freshman had a lot of options to throw the ball to and didn't score in the same way.
I don't think he hit double figures, but he was close.
He was 7.6 in points average.
There you go.
He had 147 assists that year.
We'll see how it all figures itself out. That'll be the interesting part of it. And if your fantasy draft comes in and all these other guys show up as well, oh my.
Yeah.
The round holes in the square pegs. That'll be interesting.
That's a huge question for this team and Yogi Ferrell is, does he look at it from the standpoint of, I'm going to be the star of this team, or I'm going to make the team the star and do everything possible, because we know he's got a well-rounded game. And his assists, I mean, he's got a real good chance, if not an excellent chance, of becoming the all-time assist leader at Indiana University.
Everybody's so, back. The gang's right. all back that's in right. town. And
top assist man and a top 10 scorer. 500 assists and a top 10 scorer has never happened at Indiana University.
And you still don't know what the roster is on the 27th day of April.
No, well, we know what most of it is.
2015. You don't, because you're oversigned by one. So that's
well, we know what most of it is.
There you go.
And that's the important part, because we're fans and we don't care.
Nope.
We want to win, darn it. We got to take a quick break. 333-2665 is our phone number. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Dave and Glass with you in the zone. All right, you're back in the zone with Dave and Glass on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Quick programming notes. We got Reds baseball much, if not all, of this week. Not all, but much, apparently. Tonight, coming up right after the show, Milwaukee is in town. That'll continue tomorrow night also. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we've got the Reds in Atlanta, 7 o'clock each night. A little later on Friday, but 7:25. So just figure on your 7 o'clock. And we'll have Reds every day, but Wednesday. We'll be back Wednesday, 6 o'clock. And Tuesday night, tomorrow night, Joe Smith Sports Talk, live from Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana. He'll have Todd Yeagley. You might know the name. He's the men's soccer coach.
And then, wait a second. Me and Lance are on the program tomorrow night?
You didn't know this?
No, we knew that. That's cool. I didn't know if he changed the board because it was different this morning, so I wanted to catch you before it went, and I just noticed that.
I was rolling, man.
It was changed.
That was one of the best segments I'd ever done.
Well, you blew it. Do it again.
All right, Lance Ringler and Mike Glasscott from Roto World and Golf Week, not respectively, actually oppositely, tomorrow night as you talk about the World Golf Challenge format. This has been in where? Southern Arizona in the Tucson area, is that correct?
Marana.
They're doing something a little different this year.
Dove Mountain down in Arizona, but now it's Harding Park, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. All right.
Yep, so a cool venue in a brand new format, which is exciting as well. It's pool play this year followed by knockout instead of just straight knockout from the 64. So everybody gets three matches minimum. So that means if you're going or watching on television, you'll see Spieth three times. You'll see McIlroy three times. Not
going
the
home
old
early.
Days. The old days, it was just a bracket like the NCAA tournament. So if you played in the first round and you lost, you went home. You played one match and you left.
You actually had some number ones lose in that format.
And a lot of number ones have lost in that format. A lot of guys didn't like to go or play in it because they didn't want to move and go and do all that stuff and play one round and go home. They didn't like it. So this has been used on the European Tour in a smaller format, so they borrowed it and have made it work. So that
plus
will be
it's San Francisco. So the guys have got to
enjoy it's all prime time this weekend, as you'll see the semifinals and quarterfinals Saturday night after the Kentucky Derby, and then Sunday's final will be in prime time as well because of the 3-hour time change. So they'll back that up and out there. So we'll take care of that.
A lot more of that tomorrow night with Glass and Lance Ringler from Golf Week, along with Joe and Todd Yeagley early on in the show. 333-2665.
Yeagley will get the most of that run. Don't worry, soccer fans. We'll take care of you. IU had a great soccer spring, including their last two wins, and they played Saturday and Tuesday and beat a good Butler team and a good Mexico team. So you'll hear all about it. And they got more guys. They had some guys come early. They got more guys coming in the fall.
That Mexico team, I know back and forth you've had some of their loaded teams and some of their younger teams.
Chicharito
this was
Hernandez
a younger
has played
team,
in this game
correct?
Before. This was the under-17s, and they were really good.
Yeah, well, they
well, you
tend
know
to
what?
Be either
because
way.
That's the whole point. They take the best 20-17-year-olds in their country.
Right.
That would be like the U.S. taking a basketball team of under-17-year-old basketballs and go play anybody in the world and be like, bring it.
Yeah.
We're probably going to be pretty good. We might not be great, but we're going to be pretty good. And they were. It was fantastic to watch them play. But Indiana is reloading up front and throughout the midfield. So it's exciting times over there. And we'll hear it all from Todd tomorrow night.
333-2665 is our phone number. Again, the other news on campus sports-wise revolves around Yogi Ferrell and the IU basketball team and just what they might look like next year. So let's speculate a little bit here about this. Yogi's press release here mentions that he wants to accomplish great things and become, I wouldn't say become, but certainly be mentioned among the legends of Indiana basketball. Sounds like he's at least releasing a big picture idea here. The question is he buying into that idea? And is he looking at this as the leader of the team, the guy who gets everybody the ball and lets, I wouldn't say lets them do their thing, but certainly a distributor with the amount of score he's going to have on this team could be a great thing for this team. Do you think he's really willing to do all that and be a great player on the defensive end too? Because those are the things this team needs.
I have no idea. And the simple fact is these press conferences, in my opinion, and that's what I get paid for in here, not very much, mind you. Why even listen to them? This was going to happen whether there were any press conferences or not. Everybody's back just like we thought they were going to be. He can say anything he wants. Is he saying something to placate because he drug this out for 3 or 4? I don't know. You'd have to ask him that question. So what do I read into it? Absolutely nothing. What do I read into? 40 minutes at Wisconsin, 40 minutes at Michigan State, mm-hmm. 40 minutes in Ann Arbor, 40 minutes in Columbus, and what those results are. How does the team play then? Who goes out in April, May, June, whatever it is, and says, you know what, I'm thinking about being more selfish next year. I got to get me more shots. Really, I think if you look at the stats and the advanced metrics, when I score more, this team does. No,
I'm not getting nearly enough attention.
Well, he's not going to do that. So I don't think you can throw any of that stuff in there. But the monkey in the wrench you do throw in there is all these kids came back. Why? To develop. And it's great when you have a bunch of individual talent on the team, Dave. But there were times last year, and I can point, I'll get out my list, that said, y'all disappeared.
Yeah.
None of you scored. None of you grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck. None of you hit a big shot. None of you went
Yogi's
to the foul
about
line.
The only one that if everybody else was lost, he was the only person.
Because
who
that was that defaulted was to him.
Yeah, right.
Because here's the ball with 6 seconds left. You got 30 feet. Go do something. Please, the rest of us are sitting in the corner hoping you don't pass it to us. Well, that's going to be different this year, and they should be better. And they're going to have a big guy in the lane and a shot blocker and a presence, and you can dump it in there and he can score and all. Yeah, that on paper is exactly right. I will not argue that till day one. But again, until these kids get together in the gym and play, until they get together in hostile situations, are they going to win more games than they're going to lose? There's no doubt about that, Dave. But it's just it's not fair to them after three press conferences or two. I'm not going to kill Williams on this. He put it on Instagram. Good for you, Troy.
To be done with it.
There wasn't anything else to go with it. But after all this other hoopla, go win games. Nobody cares about winning press conferences. They don't hang banners for winning press conferences. They don't hang banners for recruiting class numbers. They don't hang banners for
fun.
They don't hang banners for whatever guy recruit number it is. You got to win. You got to go out and play. And to have the pieces to do that should get fans excited. What has to happen? Nobody goes back and says, "Boy, that was a great recruiting class. It didn't do anything." Remember that year when we didn't do anything? If Yogi wants to be mentioned in this, he was going to be the guy that doesn't let people go out the night before Halloween drinking.
Right. It's a leadership
situation.
He's going to
be the guy that doesn't let that happen. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the guy that he's probably had to bite off a little, eat himself a little crow after last little 500.
Absolutely.
So he's had to earn that back. Mm-hmm. And you'll see the results, Dave, whether they share the basketball, whether it's one-on-one, whether they win games or they don't win games, and how they do it. So it's not, again, the fans and the message boards and sporting news and USA Today is going to say they're the 18th best team. Not the 17th, not the 19th, but they're right now about the 18th best
team. I just want to get the top 13.
Well, doesn't matter. That's the point. The point is if you want to believe in all that stuff, go ahead. I remember last year Florida coming off of 4 consecutive regional finals,
mm-hmm.
Elite Eights, 4 in a row. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Preseason number 9. They finished 13-16.
Yeah, missed the tournament.
Okay. How many NBA players have on that team?
On this one or the year before?
Chris Walker. He's going pro. The backcourt, the kids could shoot. They had all this pieces of the puzzle, mm-hmm. and a really good coach in Billy Donovan,
yeah.
and didn't have a winning record.
Missed it, yeah.
My point is that going to happen to Indiana? I have no idea. It can. Relax. Be excited because, Dave, this time last year, getting a little excited.
Right.
Getting a little excited. Got real excited at 5-1
in
the league.
Well, knew we had holes, though,
got
too.
Got 5-1 in the league, and yeah. There goes the football.
There it goes.
There goes the football. So, Indiana fans who are new to this, if you're a sophomore in college and this is the reason you came to IU because you want to be part of a big basketball season, you might be getting one. I'm not going to argue with that one bit. I think you have a good chance of having a really good backup.
Potential.
That's the key word.
It's potential, but
that's
the key word. It's more potential than it was last year.
It is. And you know what?
If someone turned a huge hole, and now we have, I wouldn't say the solution, that's unfair, but we have pieces to fill.
And then you hope those pieces aren't smoking dope and getting caught for the third time.
Of course.
Well, Dave, I'm just pointing out what happened less than a year ago.
That can happen to anybody.
It sure can, and it happened less than a year ago to this program. They had the Farrell incident with Stan Robinson. They had the incident with Emmett Holt. They had the incident with Troy Williams and Stanford Robinson. That was a year ago, going into a year where people thought big things were going to happen. You got to let these kids breathe a little bit.
This team plays home only to Maryland, Northwestern, Ohio State, and Purdue. It plays away only to Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, and Rutgers. It plays home and away two games against Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. So that's your Big Ten slate, and of course we know they
get
Maui.
Maryland. You get Maryland, Ohio State home. You get at Michigan,
Maryland,
State.
Ohio State, Purdue home.
Home
Michigan,
only.
Michigan State away
only.
Correct.
Okay.
Both directions for Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska.
Iowa, Wisconsin.
Nebraska shouldn't be very good.
No, Pettaway went pro.
Minnesota
just graduated a whole senior backcourt, didn't they?
Iowa ought to be decent. Illinois, young but up and coming, a good bit of talent there. Wisconsin loses several key players, but also brings back Nigel Hayes and Bronson Koenig. Again, loses their award-winning Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker, Gosser in the backcourt. So they lose some pieces, no question, but we know Wisconsin won't stink. So
they've never finished outside the top four in 11 years.
Exactly. So not like Wisconsin's ever a pushover.
It's not like Kansas winning its 11 straight years, but top four is pretty good.
It's still pretty good. Yeah. We got to take another quick break. 333-2665 is our phone number. Dave and Glass with you in the zone. All right, you're back in the zone with Dave and Glass on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
We're brought to you by Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. They're a family-owned business offering personalized expert advice on a wide range of pharmacy services. 574 South Landmark Avenue, Williams Brothers. Creating customers for life. Thanks to the Williams Brothers.
Getting quick programming out. We got a bunch of Reds baseball this week, including right after the show tonight.
Why don't you just name the night it's not on?
There you go. Wednesday. 7 o'clock tonight, so don't go anywhere. 7 o'clock tomorrow.
And addition
then 7
by
o'clock
subtraction.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, again a little later on Friday, but it's still within that 7 o'clock range. So just figure on 7 o'clock all week, and then Wednesday you can do whatever you want. After you listen to us. 333-2665 is our phone number. Let's bring in Jay. How you doing, Jay?
Wonderful, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm going to do a little backtrack here and apologize. Apologize to Mr. Yogi Ferrell. I have to say what he did this weekend was a class act. He proved me wrong. I feel that maybe his father isn't the one pulling the strings, and maybe the young man decided on his own what was the right thing to do. I think after the horrific thing that happened on IU's campus, he did the right thing, postponing and then just making a small...
You never know if that affected him.
I give the kid some credit.
Yes, he did take the grander scope of things into perspective by postponing that announcement. He did it after the little 500 race as well. So somebody figured out the positive PR side of that. There's no doubt about it. But we'll never know whose idea this was, whose idea it wasn't. And you know what? IU fans aren't even going to remember this. And the first time the whistle goes up and he scores 25 points, they're not going to even care. They won't even remember it for 5 minutes.
You're exactly correct. And I want nothing but the team to be successful. I want Coach Green to win basketball games. And I think if you're a fan and you're griping, I think we all have the right to gripe, especially if you're a season ticket holder or ever donated to the athletic department.
Or you pay the $24 million a year to the Big Ten Network through your cable provider or satellite provider.
They don't charge me that much, do they?
No, but that's how much each school gets.
$24 million in equal installments. They'll be taking it from your grandchildren.
My DirecTV is expensive, but I don't think it's that expensive.
There you go. The good news, Jay, is win basketball games, and no one cares about the nonsense that goes on with it. That's the whole thing. It's teams that don't win that have nonsense going on that people get annoyed with.
My only fear that I have now is you got the pieces in place, But you have to remember that Bryant is a freshman, and you look at the Big Ten freshmen last year, how well they played at home. You got Trimble from Maryland.
Trimble, yeah. Yeah,
he played phenomenal at home. When he hit the road those first Big Ten games, especially when he came into Assembly Hall.
I think he was 3-16 at Michigan State.
James Blackman was the same way.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. So I think we can only have positives out of it. I don't think you should put too much expectations on this kid. You really need guys like Mascara Perea to develop over the summer so that when this kid's eyes are glazed over and he's at Michigan State.
You got to have somebody to take his place.
You
got to have squad.
There is no question. No, first thing for people to remember is this team does not have to go undefeated. Second thing to remember is there are other players on this team that we were unsure about last year and are still unsure about this year, but we didn't know if Emmett Holt could, what he would be contributing like. Would you expect Emmett Holt to contribute more in the coming year? I would think there'd be some development there. He came in late, really didn't get a chance to get a lot of coaching before the season started. Hunter Mascara Perea, as we mentioned, still is well behind where you'd like him to be, but you'd think he's going to do something to move forward in this regards. Does Devin Davis come back in any form to contribute to this team? We don't know that yet. Certainly the Colin Hartman thing, you'd like to not have to rely on that anymore, but now you know at least you got a weird option there.
Poor Robert Johnson, not a mention the last month. Poor kid.
He might like it that way.
I honestly think, and you guys can think wrong of me for saying this, but if you peel away some layers of the onion and what Coach Green said in his press conference last week, I unfortunately feel that Mr. Davis is going to be a medical kid. I think he'll get his
degree. If Devin Davis can play at the Hyper one day, that would be a fantastic story.
Yeah. I'm not counting on Big Ten basketball. I'm throwing bodies in there. And Jay, we got to let you go. We're getting stacked up here. We appreciate the phone call. No, that's legit. But the point there is Thomas Bryant doesn't come in having to be a 20-10 guy every night. Love him to be. Don't get me wrong. It'd be fantastic. But there's enough talent on this team. We didn't make Cody Zeller a 20-10 night guy. He was a top four draft pick. Thomas Bryant isn't a top four draft pick right now. 3-3-3-2-6-6-5 is the phone number.
He's not?
No, not right now.
You would think from the
maybe after
the
one
reaction
season.
After signing him, he was a top five player in the country.
You know we need that.
John, is that true? Is he a top five player in the country?
He's a top five player for us next year.
That's exactly right. He should start, fill that
different
hole, and slide Mascara Perea over to power forward, put Troy at the three, and Blackman and Yogi in the backcourt, and boy, Robert Johnson can come spell you. That sounds like a pretty big lineup, and if you want to go small, you just move Perea into the five and have Bryant come off the bench. But it's that easy. There's 31-4 and a number one seed. Let's go.
I think Bryant will start, and I think Perea will come off the bench. I don't think they're going to put Robert Johnson on the bench. I think he's too bad. I think he's going to be the guy that gets a lot better.
No, he plays the defense, and that's
so three guards, Troy Williams, and a big.
Bryant.
Yeah.
Because the way this offense moves, it moves away from the basket, doesn't move towards the basket.
This is an offensive team, which brings me to the point I called about, because I know you've got other people.
No, we don't. We've already bonged Jay for you, so use your time wisely.
No, I don't do that. I like this.
You guys are both good. We got to make time for you.
We got time. We got time.
Well, am I the only one that's surprised that given how the media loves to speculate on stuff, there is a vacancy with all the scholarship guys and everything.
They had coaching vacancy.
There's a coaching vacancy over there, and nobody is talking. I know some of these guys probably have jobs, and you don't want to talk about them.
Does Yogi give up his scholarship and become a player coach, and that's how we fit all these guys on the team?
If that's doable, then I'm all for it. But,
the joke at Kentucky would be he'd be taking a pay cut.
They say that doesn't happen, but we know.
There's plenty of ways of doing creative accounting and math that makes all that work. But that's the thing. There's an assistant coach position open, and Indiana's oversigned by one, so the wheel in the sky keeps turning.
Right, exactly. But, there is a need for somebody to hire somebody that knows how to teach defense. Because these guys, we've talked about before, and you've talked about, I've heard you, it's not like these guys are a bunch of plotters that shouldn't be able to play defense. A lot of it's just attitude, and they just don't. They just didn't do it. They didn't have the attitude to go out there and in the last 3 or 4 minutes of a game get 3 or 4 stops in a row, and that's absolutely crucial for them to go
forward. You can't wait 37 minutes to turn it on.
Right.
I've never been a believer in that. And you hear it about it. You can't if you don't focus on it, if you're focused on scoring more points than the other team, that's completely legitimate of why that happens, John, because we all say, geez, well, why don't prevent defense? Why don't you just stop them on the last drive? You win the game. Well, it doesn't always work that way.
Well, why was this team better 2 years ago on defense?
They had a rim protector. Simple.
Yeah, I think Bryant will be a big part of that. And this team's never going to be like Virginia, and thank God offensively, because they're almost unwatchable on offense. But they need to have a mindset going out from the start of the game where we're going to take something away from you, and we've got the athletes to do it. I mean, it'd be different if they did not have anybody that could run and were athletic enough to actually.
You heard what Coach Crean said recently about last year about why they didn't press more. He didn't think they had enough athletes and enough depth.
We had
about nine guards. I mean, they can't. You don't press for 40 minutes, Nolan Richardson, but they didn't even throw that out at any time. So I'm with you, John, because I think it's more of philosophy and theory than it is execution. Because 2 years ago when Volley was there, his team was second or third in the Big Ten in defense. They're winning games 55-51. They're winning games 59-54.
Those are different bodies that were on that team that were helping out with that. I didn't see a lot of buy-in on the perimeter last year, and then you turn that around without any kind of presence inside.
Sheehy was the only guy who lost off that team besides Vonley. Will Sheehy never was accused of guarding anybody.
Not a great defensive player, but there you go. I mean, why was that team better then? Was it only because
they
had
a
rim
lot of
protector?
Rebounds, and they had a shot blocker.
Well,
and they had,
there you go.
They had guys that got out.
I mean, you're not always going to stop everybody on the perimeter, but I just didn't see a lot of buy-in at it. I don't expect them to suddenly start shutting people down out there.
No,
the rim
they're
protector
not going
like,
to be Virginia on the perimeter, but their last chance, the last time they went to the Final Four in 2002, you had Dane Five and Tom Coverdale, who are not, but are never going to be.
And they had
guys
football
bodies. Jet Quick, but they had an attitude of playing defense. They got up into people, and they had the shot blockers behind them, and Jeffries and Newton and Leach off the bench. But that team was a very good defensive team. This team doesn't have to be that, but it should be close to that, especially with the athleticism.
But I think that's the other thing. Can a tiger change or a zebra change its stripes or a leopard change its spots? Whatever that animal reference is, how do you get a team to buy into it when you know all these guys looking at the next level are going to get there by making more shots?
Well, that's why hiring a coach that knows how to coach defense does. That's why you're going to pay this guy, you know, good money, because assistant coaches of the Big Ten do make.
I'm just going to fight with. I'm going to fight with you here. Why bring that guy in now to screw up the apple cart when you have all this offense?
Why are you screwing up an apple cart? You have not won an NCAA game since Yogi was a freshman. So I mean, I don't think
try something different.
Why are we off of the news of the weekend, which is. You know, I see this thing on the Big Ten Network about the 1987 team and how everything led up to the senior year and how much they put on Steve Alford, on his pride for his team to run that team, and how much crap they gave him to do that. Isn't that Yogi right now? I mean, isn't that what you do for Yogi? You mentioned making sure his kids, his players, his teammates aren't out on a little five weekend. Isn't it also playing defense? Isn't it also in the gym? Isn't it also rebounding? I mean, isn't it all those things? I hate to put it all on him, but isn't that why you want a senior guard, leader guard? Isn't that what you want?
Yeah, that's exactly what you want, because you had two unknowns coming in. Unfortunately for Indiana, those two unknowns, those two JUCOs, are the two best JUCOs they ever had. One of them scored 12 of the last 15 points in the NCAA title game.
He's smart and didn't go.
Big time. That's big time, big time.
And what year was that? That was their third year there, right, from JUCO? No, it was their
it was their first year from
JUCO. Yeah, and they weren't any good their second year. I remember when Alford was gone
That's right.
So it's funny how that all works itself out. But here's the thing. What does this team do well? It scores really well. And you know what? It's probably going to outscore 29 of its 35 opponents next year. Is that accurate? I mean, so what? Why do you want to waste time on defense to get them a click or two better when they could be even better on offense?
Because at some point in the game, you need to be able to stop people. I mean, I just think it for them to win where they want to win and be as successful as they want to be, they're going to have to stop some people, and you just can't.
I don't disagree. I think Duke showed you a little bit of that blueprint. Even Wisconsin. Wisconsin was in the top 20 for efficiency offensively and defensively.
The thing I will always complain about with the defense is this. Don't overcomplicate it, and I felt they spent all year overcomplicating it. Simplify it at the minimum.
They couldn't guard the guy in front of them. What are they overcomplicating?
Well,
strategically,
though. I mean, they're throwing all kinds of different things out there. If you're asking them to think out there, they can't guard the guy in front of them.
If your job is to guard the guy in front of you and you can't do that, you have to try something else. And they showed last year that wasn't their best their best effort. John, if what's going to happen if these other kids commit?
I Mulder was visiting Kentucky this week. I just don't think they're going to. And they're striking out right now with some guys that they thought they were had a really good chance of getting.
So Mulder's making himself some more money this week.
Huh?
Mulder's making himself some more money.
I'm sure he is. I'm not counting on Thonmaker. If they get him, great. I mean, I that would be fine. But I think the whole thing will work itself out as far as numbers. I don't like going through
it
this.
It always does, but it's every year.
I could say something, but I'm not going to because it make me sound like a jerk, and I'm not going to. I just wish they'd done a better job of evaluating players last year when they brought in their freshman class, and now leave it at two.
Or 3 years ago when we were dealing with the savior class that was supposed to come from the state of Indiana.
Mm-hmm. That's true, but I think that stuff will work itself out. I just think
You have to remember, though, the 12th and 13th players at Kentucky don't play. The 12th and 13th players at Duke don't play. They're guys that should be good character guys that stick around for 4 years and have that support of, hey, let's go to the weight room. Hey, let's stay out of trouble this weekend. Hey, let's do this. Hey, I know how to get around Michigan State.
Why does it matter if they stick around for 4 years if they're never going to play?
The scary thing is the 12th and 13th player at Kentucky is a guy named Derek Willis, who Indiana tried to recruit and did commit to Purdue for a while, and he can really play. He's really good.
But he stayed.
Has never had a chance to play. They always recruit over him.
Yep, they do. And just
if
like they
went
do with Kyle,
else, you'd
just
hear
like
about
Kyle
him.
Wiltshire,
really good.
Just like Kyle Wiltshire, and where
very
is he?
Skilled.
He's having a nice career in Gonzaga. So, but again, why is Willis staying there? Might have been his dream to play for Kentucky his whole life, and if he didn't ever get to play, he could show, hey, look what I did. I played with all these guys who went to the NBA. They're all boys. They get me tickets wherever I want to go. Hey.
And the people down there will take care of him for the rest of his life.
Exactly right. You don't need a degree.
He'll end up with a degree, but he'll be a four-year guy.
You just need
a
degree of linking to that program is what you need.
Well, maybe he could be the accountant for Trey Lyles.
Making sure your bank account accepts ACH payments. John, thanks for the phone call.
Good job, John. We'll talk
soon,
buddy.
We appreciate it. We got to take a quick break. 333-2665 is our phone number. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Dave and Glass with you in the zone. All right, you're back in the zone with Dave and Glass on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
We thank our friends at J&S Locksmith, where you'll find everything for the residential or commercial outdoor technician. J&S Locksmith, 508 West 17th Street here in Bloomington.
Quick programming note. Again, we got Reds baseball most of the week, but in particular, right after the show, 7 o'clock, Milwaukee is in town, and Milwaukee stinks. So the Reds need to take tonight and tomorrow. And keep
and
pace.
Wednesday lunch.
That's right. They're in Atlanta Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll have them 7 o'clock all three nights. We will be back Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. And then tomorrow night, Joe Smith Sports Talk live from Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana at 6 o'clock. He will have Todd Yeagley to talk men's soccer as they wrap up their spring. He'll also have Glass here and Lance Ringler to talk about the World Golf Championship format change this year. So this is the match play and doing things a little bit differently, and I'll talk about it tomorrow night on Joe's show live at Yogi's. 333-2665 is our phone number. So Hoosier basketball still with some things to settle, but the biggest questions of them all are settled at this point in time. Pacers long off season at this point, talking about retooling and refinishing. First round of the playoffs. No real surprise in the first round of the playoffs at this point in time. That might be, I don't know if that's a surprise to you or not, but that might be the biggest surprise is that there aren't a lot of surprises.
No,
right there.
There's the haves and the have-nots, and the haves are taking care of the have-nots, just like they should be. And tonight, who else? Bucks get to go out tonight. They're in Chicago, down 3-1. Brooklyn needs to win tonight to even it at 2 apiece, or they're down 3-1 going back to Atlanta. Memphis and Portland, was that last night? Who got swept last night? No, that's tonight. That's 3-0 Memphis in Portland.
Tonight.
So everybody's got some issues, but it's the heavy hitters that seem to be doing the work. The Clippers rallied last night to tie up San Antonio at two games apiece. The six-seeded Spurs, I believe.
Yeah,
they
that's
are.
The one surprise.
Well,
if you
they
would,
got
but
beaten
it's
the
Spurs.
Last game of the week. They flipped them on it, but Kawhi Leonard, the defensive player of the year, doing work in that series, and the old folks still putting in their time as well. And, you know, there's not a lot of surprise in it. But LeBron takes care of business. How many sweeps is he? Every playoff series, it seems like, is a sweep besides the conference finals and in the NBA championship. So you want to do that because you've played 82 games. You want some time. I was just reading on Twitter that Steve Kerr at Golden State, they swept the Pelicans. He's playing golf today. Well, why? He's got 9 days off.
Before all these other things start.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got to balance it. It has been a long season, and you don't want to make it any longer than necessary. And if you don't have to play seven games, that's the beauty of it. It's like this match play golf thing. If you can close out a guy in 14 holes, you don't have to play eight. You don't have to play five more.
No, the big. I mean, if there isn't a big surprise.
And the Wizards sweep the Raptors.
Right now, your five seeds are 7-0 against your four seeds. As you mentioned, game four and one of them is tonight.
Yeah, half game apiece on a lot of these are not separated by five or six games.
Yeah, but to be that dramatic, I suppose, that decisive.
And it happens. And some of these teams have learned. Some of these teams are in playoffs year two or three. It's a little bit different than that, especially like the Toronto Raptors. This is completely uncharted territory for them. They have no. Mm-hmm. The Wizards got their beat down from the Pacers last year, so they've already had a little bit of we figured it out. Added a couple more pieces, and they got Wall and Beal in their backcourt. Who's gonna? That's a good start.
Right.
They throw you, me, and Terry in there. We're gonna win a couple.
You think I'm contributing
to
that team?
You got five, six fouls. We'll use it all. But, you know, they get Gortat and those guys. That's not a bad team. So if the regular season was off a game or two in the four and the five flip, I don't think that's a huge deal to read into. Tell me how the ones are doing. Sweep, sweep.
Great.
Tell me how the twos are doing. No, the ones did not sweep, sweep. Cleveland's a two.
The Warriors Atlanta's swept.
They swept. Cleveland's a two. They swept. One in
Brooklyn is
1-1.
That's 2-1.
Yeah, and if Atlanta beats them tonight, it's 3-1. But again, Atlanta is the quintessential team.
Right.
Brooklyn was the worst of the worst that didn't lose the most at the end and got the ace.
That weren't the Pacers.
Because you had to win your final game, and the Pacers didn't. They could have beat the Hawks, perhaps, because they have done it enough times over the years to do so. But as the NBA playoffs move on, the fun stuff happens in the next round when you get into the conference semifinals and then the conference finals, because you get rid of the fat. You trim the fat. There's too many teams that make the playoffs in the NBA, but they'll never change it because of the TV deals, because the owners get home playoff games. They'll never
do you see
it.
Anything in the East that can match up other than LeBron with the West and LeBron now and the Cavs without Kevin Love?
It might be better without Love. It might be a Bosch situation there. Yeah,
well, I don't know about that.
No,
it might be, but
anytime you have LeBron on your team, he can just go
right.
He can go neighborhood on you.
But you lose a player like Kevin Love from that team. I mean, you can put up some points, but
all Cleveland has to do is get to the final 6 minutes of the fourth quarter within like three or four possessions,
And then a couple guys can score anywhere.
Right, because Irving can absolutely play.
Yeah,
James can absolutely play. J.R. Smith can hit enough shots just to keep you interested, and. It'll be interesting to see how it works out. But, no, the West looks like the class of the field. No one shares the ball better than Golden State. No one shoots the ball better than Golden State. That's why they had 67 wins.
That's how that works. Hey,
yes,
folks,
sir.
Music Beans, we've got to head on out of here. We'll be back Wednesday, 6 o'clock.
Draft, tune in
then. And don't forget, we got Reds baseball coming up, so don't go anywhere. You've been in the zone.